It's time for Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is brought to you away this morning by Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Wainwright Propane, Fairfield National Bank, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Fairfield Save-A-Lot, the Fairfield Banking Company, Bonds Tire, People's National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, and Citizens National Bank.
Hey, and a good... And a good Saturday morning to you, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. It's time for Sports Talk. Derek Dunn here with you in the WFIW studios east of Fairfield. Hope you're having a wonderful Saturday, November 16th. Got a lot to talk about here, as well as a couple of interviews here. Coming up, we'll hear from Lady Mules basketball coach Tanya Conrad, also Edwards County Lady Lions coach Jonathan Hinton about the upcoming season. Plus, we'll take a look back at the week in sports. Check the scores and schedules. You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Let's go ahead and start off here with the sports scores that we had yesterday. Kind of a quiet Friday here. Of course, Fairfield and Edwards County last night had their Meet the Teams event. They had that last night. Taking a look here at local sports here. High school volleyball, a Class 1A state volleyball, Bloomington Normal. Newark defeated Athens in two sets, 25-20 and 25-14. Glassford Illini Bluffs defeated NCOE in two sets, 25-19 and 25-22. Class 2A state volleyball, Bloomington Normal yesterday. It was Breeze Monterey defeated St. Joseph Ogden and three sets, 25-20, 23-25, and 25-22. Decatur St. Teresa defeated Rockford Lutheran in two sets, 25-22 and 29-27. Taking a look here at national sports last night in the NBA, it was Houston defeating Indiana 111-102. Domantas Sabonis led the way for the Pacers. He had 18 points and 13 rebounds. James Harden of Houston, what a season the Beard has been having. 4-4 points and 8 rebounds and 5 assists. The Bulls had the day off last night. NHL play, Columbus defeated St. Louis 3-2 in overtime. The Blues, though, having a great season, even without Vladimir Tarasenko, who is still out with that injury. Nonetheless, though, the Blues having a great season. 12-3-5 is a record. Columbus right now 7-8-4. Taking a look here, that was a look at the national sports as well as the high school volleyball matches up there at Redbird Arena on the campus of Illinois State University, Bloomington Normal, yesterday. Let's take a look here at what happened this week in sports. Major League Baseball news here. Both of Major League Baseball's most valuable players hail from Los Angeles this season. Dodgers outfielder Cody Bellinger was named the National League MVP and Angel star Mike Trout the AL MVP for the third time. Trout hit .291 with 45 home runs and 104 RBI, while Bellinger hit .305 with 47 home runs at 115 RBI. Marcell Ozuna, he has rejected the Cardinals' qualifying offer. A free agent wants dead field offers for a multi-year deal. St. Louis has talked with Ozuna and his agent about possibly bringing the left fielder back. Over two seasons with the Cardinals, the 29-year-old hit .262 with 52 homers at 177 RBIs in 278 games. Jose Abreu is returning to the White Sox next season. The first baseman has accepted the $17.8 million qualifying offer from the team. Abreu led the American League with 123 RBIs this past season while hitting .284 with 33 home runs. He sits sixth on the franchise's all-time home run list with 179. The Cubs are rounding out their coaching staff under first-year manager David Ross. Reports say the club has hired former major leaguer Mike Napoli as their quality assurance coach. Napoli retired in 2018 after 14 seasons as a catcher and first baseman. He and Ross were teammates on the Red Sox World Series championship team in 2013. High school football, 15 Fairfield Mules have been named to the Black Diamond All-Conference football team. Wyatt Gilbert was named conference MVP, and Cade Carter was named defensive captain. First team members include offensive linemen Chandler McGill and A.J. Gonzalez. Skill position players Wyatt Gilbert and Caleb Wells. Defensive end Luke Dagg. Linebackers Cameron Gardner and Blake Pruitt. And defensive backs Cade Carter and Colin Massey. McGill, Gilbert, Dagg, Gardner, Pruitt, and Carter were unanimous picks. Second team members include quarterback Landon Zerlini, offensive lineman Nick Austin, defensive lineman Ike Downen, and defensive back Caden Taylor. Offensive lineman Bryce Garner and tight end Kane Hixonball received honorable mention recognition. Now, speaking of BDC list here in terms of Fairfield, I have the rest here of that, of those that were mentioned in conference play. Have it right here on my phone here. I would like to mention Grant Gordon of CZR was also named to the first team offense. Also, Avery Smith of Hamilton County, Creed Justice of El Dorado, Jacob Miller of Chester, Zed Markman of Edwards County. He was also on the list as part of offensive linemen. Ethan Mahan of Carmi, Ethan Bird of Chester, Ladea Shoemaker of El Dorado, Garrett Webb of Hamilton County, Tanner Eubanks of Cesar, and also Camden Calgar of Edwards County. They were named to the first team offense. For first team defense, other names mentioning in the BDC, Aiden Kuhn of El Dorado, Noah Colclasier of Hamilton County, Zach Lewis of Edwards County, Ian Reith of Chester, also had Ethan Egemeyer of Chester, Jacob Aitchin of El Dorado, Eric Mills of Carmi-Wide County, Austin Brown of Johnston City, Nate Heffernan of Chester, and Logan Kirk of Cesar. That was the first team defense. Second team offense, do have Caleb Carlson of El Dorado, Joe Mills of Carmi-Wide County, Tyler Holmes of Chester, Cole Gelso of CZR, Seth Newton of Cesar, Ryan St. Ledger of Edwards County, Luke Simon of Carmi-Wide County, Garrett Gunter of Cesar, Caleb Davis of CZR, also Dalton Frick of Johnston City, Jordan Meredith of Chester. Second team defense, mentioned Ike Downen, as well as Caden Taylor. Other players mentioned Brandon Murphy of Chester, Jake Newberry of Cesar, Audrey No of Hamilton County, Fisher Terrell of Johnston City, Isaac Burtis of El Dorado, Matt Theory of Cesar, also Lane Campbell of Hamilton County, Jaden Reeder of Carmi-Wide County, and Jordan Brock of Edwards County. For punter, Greg Fletcher of CZR. Kicker, Zeke Roberts of Edwards County. I mentioned the MVPs, Wyatt Gilbert of Fairfield. Offensive captain, Ethan Burt of Chester. Kay Carter, defensive captain. And also another defensive captain, Jacob Aitchin of El Dorado. So that is your entire BDC list again with first team offense, first team defense, second team offense, second team defense. And also honorable mention real quick for Fairfield, Bryce Gardner, Kane Hixonball for Edwards County, Marcus Stinnett, and Eli Grimes. Other Major League Baseball news, Mets starter Jacob DeGrom and Astros starter Justin Verlander are the 2019 MLB Cy Young winners. DeGrom won in the NL for the second straight year, while Verlander also gets his second AL Cy Young after previously winning with Detroit 2011. Now, the Cubs, I talked about David Ross earlier. Well, they continue to make changes to their front office. The team has hired Dan Kantrowitz as their new vice president of scouting. He will oversee the Cubs' amateur scouting department and head the team's strategies in the MLB draft. Kantrowitz has spent the past 5 years as an assistant general manager with the A's. More Major League Baseball news. Cardinals skipper Mike Schilt is the National League Manager of the Year. Schilt edged out Milwaukee's Craig Council by just 7 points in the voting. Guided the Cardinals to 91 wins in their first NL Central Division title since 2015. Schilt is the first Manager of the Year award winner who never played professional baseball. The Twins' Rocco Baldelli was named AL Manager of the Year. Pair of sluggers are celebrating MLB Rookie of the Year awards. Mets first baseman Pete Alonso won in the NL after setting a rookie record with 53 home runs. Beat out the Braves' Mike Soroka and the Padres' Fernando Tatis Jr. Astros outfielder Jordan Alvarez won in the AL, beating out the Orioles' John Means and the Rays' Brandon Lowe. Adam Wainwright is returning to the St. Louis Cardinals for at least one more year. St. Louis has agreed to a one-year deal with a 38-year-old veteran starter. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Wainwright will be entering his 16th season in the Cardinals organization. He made 31 starts this past season, posting a 14-10 record with a 4.19 ERA and 153 strikeouts. I talked about Cardinals manager Mike Schilt earlier. He's mourning following the passing of his mother, Elizabeth Libb Schilt, died late last week in Charlotte, North Carolina at the age of 85. Schilt was exposed to baseball at a young age when his mother brought him along to her job with the Charlotte O's, a former AA affiliate of the Orioles. Services for Libb will be held next Monday in Charlotte. College football action. LSU is the new number one in the college football playoff rankings. The Tigers leapfrogged Ohio State for the top spot after Saturday's win over then third-ranked Alabama. Clemson is now third and Georgia fourth. Bama slipped two spots to fifth, and Penn State tumbled from fourth to ninth after losing to Minnesota. Also, Illinois received a vote in the poll as well. College basketball action. Evansville pulled off one of the biggest stunners in modern college hoops history as in the young season with a 67-64 win over number one ranked Kentucky Tuesday. It's the biggest win in program history for the Purple Aces, who are coached by former Kentucky Wildcat star Walter McCarty. The Wildcats, who were 25-point favorites, had been 39-0 at home against unranked non-conference opponents when ranked number one in the AP poll. Coming up here, got a couple of coaches we're going to be hearing from in terms of girls' high school hoops. In fact, practices have already started for them, and their season starts off next week. So we'll hear from these two area coaches coming up on Sports Talk with girls' high school hoops action on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. We'll be right back following these words.
Fairfield Memorial Hospitals Horizon Healthcare offers primary care services to Fairfield, Cisney, and Grayville. With three convenient locations, Horizon Healthcare ensures that patients will have access to quality healthcare delivered by compassionate providers and a thriving hospital that they already know and trust. Services provided include acute, chronic, and preventative office visits, along with women's health exams, DOT testing, and more. At the Grayville and Cisney locations, walk-ins are welcome. In Fairfield, call 842-4600.
Don't wake up in the cold. Time now to get your propane tank filled. Call Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods and get a service call today. A full tank means a warm home. Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. Call 842-3940 for quick and professional service. And don't forget, we're the place to shop and buy your weapons for hunting and personal protection. That's Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays 8 to noon.
At FNB, we believe in us, not us the bank, us the farmers, us the families, us the community. That's why we continuously and proudly support, invest in, and volunteer throughout our region. So whether you're from Fairfield, Wayne City, Cisney, Grayville, or anywhere in between, you'll always find a friendly and helpful neighbor right here at home. FNB, Banking Business Life. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you on this Saturday morning. Well, girls high school basketball begins Monday. Mark Turner, he caught up with Lady Mules coach Tanya Conrad this week.
You've been at it for about a week now. How's practice been going?
Well, pretty well. We finally got everybody in the gym. I mean, we had a great volleyball season, so some of the team was still playing volleyball as of last week, so as of yesterday was the first day we had everybody in the gym, but they've been working hard and it's been fun so far.
Let's talk about the kids on the team. You lost some pretty good seniors last year, but you've got a good nucleus coming back this year.
Yes, I got some good, juniors back, sophomores back, and then we added some freshmen into the mix. So got a good nucleus coming back and it'll be exciting season.
Who can we look for senior-wise this year to lead the team?
Well, I have no seniors, so it's going to be juniors and sophomores stepping up and taking care of the varsity this year.
What can we look for from the Mules this year as far as the schedule is concerned? I know you open up on the 21st against Flora, and Flora comes in. They're in a little bit of a rebuilding mode, I think, this year.
Yes, I mean, they're always a good team and a good opening game for us. We have, like I said, Flora next Thursday night, and then we go to North Clay on Friday. So, good start to the season with those two ball clubs, and then we head up to Robinson for the Thanksgiving tournament and have, four games up there that are competitive and really a good way to see kind of where we're at and what we need to continue to work on and how the season's kind of going to pan out.
And then, of course, over the Christmas holiday, you got the Merry Mule Tournament again this year, and that's turning into quite the tournament for right after Christmas.
Yes, we have, like I said, a lot of competitive teams that come in, and it's, you know, good 2 days of basketball, good 2 days of girls' basketball to complement, you know, the boys down at El Dorado. And like I said, we have a lot of fun, work hard, and it's really turned out to be a great, great tournament, and I'm just thankful that I get to have it here at home.
Okay. Coach, appreciate the visit, and we'll see you next Thursday.
Thank you very much.
And that was Lady Mules basketball coach Tanya Conrad. They actually scrimmaged last night in front of a great crowd at the Meet the Teams night last night. For Meet the Teams night at Fairfield, you also had the wrestling team that was introduced along with the boys basketball team as well. And also Edwards County, they had their Meet the Teams last night as well. Now, talking about the Lady Mules, they're going to kick off their season next Thursday against Flora at the Mule Barn, former NEC foe. It's a game you can hear on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Now, Edwards County, they're going to kick off their 2019-2020 season next week as well. Dave Reggie spoke with Lady Lions coach Jonathan Hinton. Edwards County had their Meet the Teams last night. You'll hear that interview coming up here on Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
At Fairfield Printing and Graphics, all in-stock shirts are on sale. T-shirts, long sleeves, sweatshirts, hoodies, regular or glitter print. All sizes, youth through adult. Pick up your pre-printed shirts and support your school or activity. Prices starting at $5 while supplies last. You can also order your Mules apparel at Fairfield Printing and Graphics. Show your support for your hometown team by ordering the new Train Yard shirts available in time for football. All sizes are available. Call Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 842-4048 or stop by at 5 Williamson Drive.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. They have just what you need for all your holiday baking needs. 18-count large eggs, 99 cents. A gallon of whole milk, $1.79. 4-pound sugar or 5-pound bag of flour, $1.59. An 8-ounce package of cream cheese, 99 cents. Prices are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store, West Main in Fairfield.
Life keeps you busy. We make it a little easier. This is Jessica Sanders from the Fairfield Banking Company. Let us help simplify your day by enrolling you in internet banking with Bill Pay and Mobile Deposit. You can transfer funds, pay a bill, or deposit a check at your convenience without coming to the bank. It's as easy as point, click, and submit. Banking made easy at the Fairfield Banking Company. We're the hometown banks, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
We're talking now with Edwards County head girls basketball coach Jonathan Hinton. Jonathan, you've switched coaching positions now. You've put away the football whistle, and now you've picked up the basketball whistle.
Yeah, it's good times. No breaks for me. I like to go straight to it.
Let me ask you this question. I know maybe this is an unfair question since we're going to be talking about basketball, but which do you prefer? Where do you get more fun, coaching the football? I know you're the offensive coordinator for the football team, doing that or coaching the girls in basketball?
It's hard to pick one. They both have their advantages. I get to work with boys, different group of guys, different sport altogether, and then I come to girls. So it's really hard to compare the two, but I love both of them and hope I don't have to choose between one anytime soon.
All right, let's talk about this year's team. We lost some girls from graduation that were very important to last year's team. How are we going to fill those shoes?
We got some young girls that are going to play. Three of those girls are playing college sports somewhere else, too, so it's going to be a big hole to fill. But over time, after we get this group playing together a little bit, they'll be just fine when the end of the season comes around.
Now, I know you haven't had that much time to practice. You've had, what, about 2 weeks, something like that? So, is the team coming along like you had hoped?
It's getting there. There's going to be growing pains with this first at the beginning because this group of girls, last year's group of girls, those five played almost every minute and they didn't really sub out unless there was foul trouble. So it's got a new feel, a new vibe. We've had to tweak what we did a little bit. We missed a little bit of height in the middle, so we had to adjust the way that we're playing. So it's going to come around, but it's getting there.
Now maybe you can't tell us who your starting five are going to be the first game, but who do we expect to see on the floor as our key players this year?
Kaylin and Jenna both played a lot of minutes last year. They're going to play a lot of minutes this year just the same.
But they're guards, right?
Yeah, they're both guards. And then we're going to add in probably Molly, Hedrick, probably Brooklyn Hoffreditz. We've got some other guards that are going to play some. Kinsey, Tara, Isabel Shepherd, Gracie. There's a whole bunch of them. I got a good group of girls that work very hard in practice every day, so I think we'll be able to see a little bit more playing time spread around this year than we did the last couple of years.
Now, some of those names you mentioned, I recall, were playing JV ball last year, so it's a big step for them because there's a big difference between JV ball and varsity ball.
Yeah, it's going to be a big step. It's going to be interesting to see how they handle it, especially right out of the gate, because there's only two of those girls that really played a whole lot of varsity minutes last year. So it's kind of they played together this summer, but summer's a lot different than in season. So like I said, there'll be some growing pains at the beginning, then we'll find our flow somewhere in the middle, and then we'll be playing really well at the end of the year when we're in that 1A regional.
All right, we're playing in the Black Diamond Conference again this year. We're also going to be 1A, which really is nothing for us to think about until tournament time comes. But I think that's going to be a big advantage for Edwards County because we play a 2A basically schedule all through the season. 1A is where we'll be playing in the tournament, and the teams we would face in a tournament would be smaller schools. This would, I would think, bode well for Edwards County come tournament time.
Yeah, it'll be well. Usually just the smaller schools just have fewer people to choose from, so the basketball is a little bit different. But we play the 2A schedule. If we can keep the girls' heads high and they play well through that 2A schedule, which I think they will, then when 1A comes around, we'll just see what happens when we get there and make the best of it when we do.
Now, in this Black Diamond Conference, as I started to talk about here just a few seconds ago, who do we expect to be our biggest competition in the conference this year?
There's going to be a lot of tough competition. Fairfield's going to be good again, but they're going to be a little bit young, but they've got a lot of girls. We only got 13 on the whole team. They had 20-some in their open gyms this summer, so they got a lot of girls to choose from. Hamilton County's tough year after year. They've got a really good post in there. Carmi graduated a couple, but they got a really big post that we're going to have to worry about and some nice pieces around her. El Dorado didn't graduate a whole lot, and they took one from us last year, so it's going to be up and down. JC's a tough team. They're well coached too, so there's not really going to be any easy games there. We just look forward to getting to play and compete there and show them what we can do from Edwards County.
Edwards County girls basketball is always exciting, and I'm guessing it's going to be the same this year.
We're hoping so. We're hoping we can stay at the same pace, get up and down the floor quick and shoot, because we're going to be smaller. We're going to have to be faster. We'll hopefully shoot, drive, attack, get the rebound, and go again, and we'll see what happens after that.
And who's going to be your assistant this year?
Becca Brinkman's going to be my assistant again this year. James Buckman wasn't able to help this year because of some job responsibility changes, but I'm sure he's going to be with us in spirit every day, every game.
Jonathan, we wish you the best of luck and hope you get to pick up a big winning record this year.
Hope so. Thank you, Dave.
And that was Edwards County Lady Lions basketball coach Jonathan Hinton. And they had their meet the teams last night where the winter sports teams were introduced. Schedules are next. We'll take a look and see what's coming up here on a local sports schedule. Also have some high school volleyball action underway at the state tournament at Redbird Arena up there in Bloomington. Normal, got a score update on that. Let me see here. I just happened to see it right here. But so far, though, Athens and NCOE, they are taking on each other right now. In fact, looks like to be in the first set. It is 19-all, last update, NCOE and Athens, 19-all. That's the last update here. So, again, that game is currently underway. But we'll talk about that. We'll also take a look at the rest of the high school volleyball schedule up there at Redbird Arena. And also even got some local and national sports here today. So we'll go over the schedule for that. You're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Be right back following these words.
Fawn's Tire is ready to help you before it's too late with all your tire and battery needs. They have every kind of tire from a lawnmower to those big old tractor tires. If you want car tires, they have a large selection of brand name tires, and if you need batteries, they have them also. No matter what your tire needs are, they have you covered at Fawn's Tire. Vaughn's Tire is located in Fairfield, south on Route 45, across from Casey's. Give them a call today, 842-3500.
Hi, this is Megan Berg with People's National Bank. Do you shop on multiple online websites? Are you tired of having to enter your card number and address for every online purchase? People's National Bank has a solution for you. Visa Checkout allows you to safely shop multiple websites and have multiple shipping addresses with just one username and password. It's simple, speedy, and a safe way to pay online. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
Yeah.
tomorrow. It means something a little different to everyone. To some, it feels like it's a season away. To others, it's the next whistle to get back in the football game. United Mutual Insurance and Grinnell Mutual celebrate their student-athletes competing under those Friday night lights. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and they love cheering them to victory. They go for a touchdown in insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact United Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual Insurance provider today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn here with you on this Saturday morning, and I want to go ahead and mention this real quick before we mention the schedule here. I happen to see this. This is from the Clay City Banking Company. They have a branch in Fairfield, and they want to wish a congratulations to Chet Snyder. Chet's hometown hero story collected the most votes via their Facebook page during the month of October. Again, congratulations to Lady Mules volleyball coach Chet Snyder. Again, his hometown hero story collected the most votes via their Facebook page during the month of October. So want to wish a congratulations right there to Lady Mules volleyball coach Chet Snyder. Let's go ahead here and take a look here at the sports schedule here today already. The high school volleyball action underway at Redbird Arena. Again, the last update, it was NCOE and Athens right there, 19-all. That was the last update I have received about that already in the first set. So hoping that the Cardinals of NCOE can finish third place. But again, that is the last score update I have of that one. And let's go ahead and take a look here at the schedule for today. Let's start with high school volleyball since it's underway right now. Again, that was for third place in Class 1A, Athens versus NCOE. The championship, Newark versus Glassford, Illini Bluffs at 10:30. Class 2A, third place game, St. Joseph Ogden versus Rockford Lutheran at 12:25. And then a championship game, Breeze Modern Day versus Decatur, St. Teresa, that will be at 1:55. Junior high boys basketball, Center Street in Wayne City will be at the Summersville Shootout. Also, Sisney will be the only Central College Shootout. Junior high girls basketball action, Center Street in Wayne City at the Summersville Shootout over in Mount Vernon. High school football action, playoff football continues. We're keeping an eye on several games. And 2A in the 2A playoffs, Nashville will face Pena. 3A action, Vandalia versus Williamsville, Breeze Modern Day take on Quincy Notre Dame. That game will actually be at Breeze. 4A playoffs there, Effingham versus Fairbury Prairie Central. Then Murfreesboro, they got to make a long drive up north to Kankakee McNamara. So the battle of I-57 for the 4A between Murphy and Kankakee McNamara. I talked about high school volleyball already. Again, trophy day games today at Redbird Arena. College football action, Eastern Illinois hosting Southeastern Missouri, SEMO, that'll be at 12 noon at O'Brien Field. Southern Illinois, they'll make the trek up north to face Western Illinois at 1 p.m. kickoff time. College basketball action, Southern Illinois, the Salukis will be taking on San Francisco at 7 p.m. The Illinois Fighting Illini, after playing three games, they played a couple of games over in Arizona when they took on Arizona and Grand Canyon. They're off until the 18th when they will host Hawaii. Yes, Hawaii. They'll be hosting them. Also, NBA play tonight. Chicago will take on Brooklyn in NBA East action. Also, Indiana got a big game tonight. They'll be taking on Milwaukee at 6 o'clock with tip-off time. NHL plays St. Louis. Again, having a great start to the season. The Blues are taking on Anaheim at 7 o'clock. Chicago will make the jog down south, take on Nashville at 7 p.m. We'll wrap it up sports talk here in just a moment here on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. I'm Derek Dunn, your host with you here on this Saturday morning. Currently in Fairfield, 36 degrees as temperature is going to continue to rise here, forecast high about the mid-40s. Again, sports talk, just got to wrap it up here in just a moment.
Listen for Sports Talk every Saturday morning at 9 on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWRadio.com. Each Saturday, we'll talk with area coaches about their respective sports Plus, we'll get you updated on the local and national sports scene. It's all on Sports Talk each and every Saturday morning at 9 on your home for sports, WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com.
Are you looking for a new farm, personal, commercial, or home loan? With over 75 years of lending, Citizens National Bank of Albion truly is this area's number one lender and most trusted financial partner. We know agriculture, it's what we do, and we certainly know what it takes to strengthen our community and help our customers' homes, families, farms, and businesses thrive. Come see us for your next loan at any of our six locations today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, well, that just about do it here for Sports Talk on this Saturday, November 16th. We'll have some boys' high school basketball interviews. Boys' high school basketball season, by the way, doesn't get started until actually Thanksgiving week. That's when the Thanksgiving tournaments ramp up. So, again, we'll have some boys' high school coaches. We'll talk to them. Again, that'll be coming up on Sports Talk in the near future. By the way, we'd like to mention our sponsors here for sponsoring Sports Talk here on this Saturday morning here. And just happened to have the paper. I was like, where'd that go? Anyway, Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Wainwright Propane, Fairfield National Bank, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, the Fairfield Save-A-Lot, Fairfield Banking Company, Vaughn's Tire in Fairfield, People's National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, and Citizens National Bank over there at Albion. They are the sponsors of Sports Talk. If you happen to have the opportunity, thank them for sponsoring this Sports Talk broadcast. We'd like to remind you that every episode of Sports Talk is podcasted for your listening pleasure, as it is uploaded to the Sports Talk page on our website, WFIWradio.com. Click on Bass, and then click on Sports Talk. We'd like to mention, by the way, with boys and girls high school basketball starting up on the horizon, if you are a business owner and maybe you have interest in sponsoring one of our boys high school basketball and girls high school basketball broadcast, contact Mike Dreith. You can also contact any of our marketing specialists, Denise, Jeff, and Libby. They'll be glad to talk to you about sponsoring our high school boys and girls basketball broadcast. Again, we got girls basketball next week. Fairfield Lady Mules taking on Flora at the Mule Barn. And we'll have that game for you next Thursday on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. And keep an eye on our sports page as we'll continue to update it with our upcoming broadcast. Since basketball season, high school, it's a busy time, but it's a fun one. We enjoy doing it. So keep an eye on our sports page for more information and updates about that. I'm Derek Dunn. That wraps up Sports Talk here for this Saturday, November 16th. And have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you all next Saturday here on Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. If you have any questions about our sports broadcast or even our sports schedule, get a hold of Mark Turner here at the radio station. Be glad to answer any questions you may have. That was it for Sports Talk. Have a wonderful Saturday and have a safe and enjoyable weekend. See you back next Saturday.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk has been brought to you by Citizens National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, People's National Bank, Vaughn's Tire, Fairfield Banking Company, Fairfield Save-A-Lot, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Fairfield National Bank, Wainwright Propane, and Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Sports Talk can be heard every Saturday morning at 9 right here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. This has been a production of WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com Sports.